Too Much Too Young, BCB, 106.6 FM. You know, I got it wrong last week, I had to cut it out. But I'm on the ball today. That was New Young Pony Club. I think, I don't want to brag, but actually I do. We played this song about 4 or 5 months ago when it was a very, very little demo. Now it's a big old single, which you can buy in the shops, because that's what I've just done. Don't get everything for free, you know. It's got a free little sticker in though, so that's cool. It just fell out now. It's got a pony on. The song's called Ice Cream. I'm joined today by a lovely guest who goes by the name of Becca. Hello, Becca.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. It's sunny. I'm happy.
Really? That's what I like. That's what I like to hear. What did you think to that last tune?
It was very good. Very good. Electronic. Very good. I like this version.
It's you like this version? It's got a good ending. What by chance is your favourite flavour of ice cream?
I like sorbets. Mango sorbets.
Sorbets are very good, actually. Mango sorbets. I think the nicest ice cream I ever had was in a little place called Budley Salterton. I was there for the weekend, and I reckon I probably lowered the average age to about 100 just by being there myself. But the ice creams are phenomenal. I don't know, maybe there's some sort of liquor in them to make it last longer, because there's lots of old people in Budley Salterton. But they had white chocolate and Malteser ice cream. And it was very nice. So, the next song. It does sound good. Sound good. I want some right now, actually. Oh, the next song is by a band called Born Ruffians. It's called This Sentence Will Ruin. No, sorry. This Sentence Will Save / Ruin Your Life. So I don't know which one it will be for you. We'll find out in a minute. Abrupt ending there to a fairly short song. I don't know. Did it ruin or save your life, Becca Therese?
It didn't ruin it, but it didn't save it either. It was fairly average.
Oh dear.
A bit hillbilly. I'm not sure I like that one.
I like hillbilly. It's got a bad band called Born Ruffians. You are listening to BCB 106.6 FM. This is Joe White with Becca Therese for the day. And it is Too Much Too Young, the only alternative radio show for the young people of Bradford. You yourself are a young person, Becca. How is that for you?
It's good, I like it.
What's the best bit about being not an adult? Well, actually, you're officially an adult now, aren't you?
Officially speaking,
but
yes.
In your mind?
It's still acceptable to sleep in till 12 on Sundays. people expect it of you.
That's a good point. In fact, actually, you're probably the oldest person we've had on the Too Much Too Young show.
Gosh.
But Doesn't that make you feel ancient?
It does.
No, we don't mind. I think our boundary is like about, well, as long as you've got a young mindset, we're allowed anyone in.
You're as old as you feel.
Exactly. So.
Okay, well, the next track is from a local band of up-and-comings, Monte Cassino, and this track is called Centenary Square.
Yes, it's all good.
Riding my bike, and they were looking at me funny, cause I don't fit into any social stereotype. And I was walking through some scenery square, I saw some people I don't know, but I don't really like. And they were looking at me funny, don't fit into any social stereotype. I said, what makes you better than me?
What makes you better than me?
What makes you so special?
Wonderfully DIY, ever so eloquent. Monte Cassino, catch them live sometimes too. Last time I saw them, they blew me away. They really did. Lovely band, only three of them. And ties to this very radio station as well. I'm not going to explain those, but if you want to be a trivia king, try and work out who is related to who. It's all, you know, it's not who you know in this industry, is it? Let's be honest. BCB 106.6 FM. We had some people on a little bit ago talking about what it's like starting school again, so I thought we'd go from another angle, and Becca's here to talk a little bit about what it's like leaving school and the things that are going through her mind right now. What are you looking forward to then, Bea?
At the moment, I am applying to different universities. I'm not going this year, but I'm very much looking forward to eventually going. I mean, I like it here very much. Home is home, but it is going to be good spreading my wings, so to speak, a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting out there, experiencing a bit of a different scene.
Definitely. Are you fancy travelling around and stuff a bit, maybe?
Yeah, I'm hoping to go travelling around next year.
Where would you like to go?
I want to go everywhere, but especially France and Paris.
Oh, wow. So these are some of the things that you can look forward to if you're planning to have a gap year and stuff, or, you know, looking forward to leaving school, maybe. I don't know. But what's not been so fun about moving out in the world?
I do miss school a lot, and I miss having the routine, and even really boring things that seem rubbish at the time, actually, you feel quite sentimental about when you don't have to do them anymore. And I went into college last week, and I felt really nostalgic.
Aww.
And, you know, you miss people, even, you know, just seeing people around, and you just don't have them there anymore. And it's a good time. You think it's not that good at the time when it's happening, but when you look back on it,
yeah. Well, all in all, you're looking forward to, as you said, spreading your wings.
Yeah.
And flying from the coop.
Flying the coop?
Indeed. I like the word coop. I'm going to say it a couple more times. Coop, coop, coop. Sorry. I don't know. I think the air tastes better today. I'm in a good mood. King Creosote is next with a song called You Are Could I. I love this guy's voice. I really do. And now that Arab Strap have left us, rest in peace. I think this is about the nicest Scottish voice we've got left. Enjoy.
I could be
submissive, I could be wrong.
Creosote there with a lovely song called You Are Could I. If you want to get that, it's out on Names Records at the moment. And you should get it, actually, because it's a lovely little EP. And once again, I love free stuff. I've got a sticker in the New Young Pony vinyl, and you get 5 free postcards in the King Creosote one. So it's worth your money. How much was it? It was like 99p or something. God, oh, it's great.
Very generous.
Yes, I love vinyl so much. Did you like that?
It was good. I like the accent. My mum would like that.
Yes.
She likes Scottish accent.
Really? Anyone in particular?
A young hobbit who goes by the name of Billy Boyd might crop up. Who is also into music.
Is he?
Very nice singer.
Billy Boyd. I know Billy Boyd. He's he's in Lord of the Rings, obviously.
He is.
But I've never heard him sing. Maybe that's something I can look forward to.
Yes, yeah.
Is he good?
He is very good. Very nice.
The question is he as good as the next band, who are called Junior Boys?
I don't know about that.
We'll have a listen anyway. I hope you enjoy this one. Stay tuned. BCB 106.6 FM. Too much, too young.
And that was Junior Boys in the Morning. You're listening to Too Much Too Young.
Yes, yes, you are. It's Joe White with Becca Treese. That's you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And this is BCB 106.6 FM. We've had a bit of a chat about what it's like moving on from college and thinking about the rest of your life. We managed to fit that in with about five songs and into half an hour. So that's not too bad, actually. I think we've done quite well. And we're going to play a bit more music before the day is out. Who have we got next? Deerhoof. Are you a Deerhoof fan, Becca?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you like about Deerhoof?
They're very flamboyant. And they're not afraid to express themselves, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I like the sort of quiet loud. They do that a lot better than Nirvana or whatever, I don't know. Who else was quiet loud? Everyone, to an extent. It's off the Kill Rockstars compilation that I cherish and occasionally dip into when I feel like playing something a bit more strange on the radio or a bit more Riot Girl. I don't know. They're a wonderful, wonderful label, still going strong. We love Kill Rockstars. So this is Deerhoof. The song's called Panda Road. Pandas. Don't pandas.
I love pandas.
I love just asking questions where I just go, do you like the last word I said?
I love pandas. Who doesn't like pandas? They're like bamboo.
I know.
Little trees. They're in decline. That's not good.
I like panda pops.
I hate panda pops.
They're just so retro.
Have you
so
read
kitsch.
How many chemicals they have on there?
That's why I like them. I'm a chemical brother. Okay. Where were we? We were about
Deerhoof.
To play a song. Panda Road.
Muzon.ru. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soraway son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or Rapport Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. My dad came into my room holding his hat. I knew he was leaving. He sat on my bed, told me some facts. Son, I have a duty
your sister, be brave, my little soldier. And don't forget all I told you. You're the mister of the house, now remember this. And when you wake up in the morning, give your mama a kiss. Then I had to say goodbye. In the morning woke mama with a kiss on each eyelid. Even though I'm only a kid, certain things can't be hid. Mama grabbed me, held me like I was made of gold, but left her in the stories untold. I said, mama, it'll be alright when daddy comes home tonight. There's a long range weapon or suicide bomb. A wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether you're Solar Wave Sun or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could have Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction.
So I've been Joe White.
And I've been Becca Tree.
And this has been Too Much Too Young. Listen to Faithless right now.
Bye bye.
Yeah, ta-ra. All right, see you later, everybody.
Bye.
Tune in next week, 4:30 on BCB 106.6 FM.
To live out your karma with even more drama than previously. Seriously. Just how many centuries have we been waiting for someone else to make us free? And we refuse to see that people overseas suffer just like we. Bad leadership and egos unfettered and free to feed on the people they supposed to lead. I don't need the people to pray and wait for the Lord to make it all straight. There's only now I do it right, cause I don't want your daddy leaving home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether you're Solar Wave Sun or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could have Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.